Hey, Mike and Brian. I'm just making this video for you, Brian, at the request of Mike. He said you were possibly interested in Cody, so I took a look at it and I'm going to give you my thoughts here on this quick video on its stock. So this is Morningstar. This is a website I use to look at most stocks and get their information from. And nothing really important here. I'll talk about this in a minute, why that's important. But let's go to the key ratios tab. So right now, they are on track to have their worst revenue year since possibly 2012, 2014 timeframe due to the pandemic. The reason I say they're on track is because the trailing 12 months period, which is what TTM stands for, is the last 12 months consecutively. So it also includes some of last year's data. So I have to wait for the full year here, but they look on track as of right now to be have the worst revenue year, possibly 2012, 2015 time frame, which is not good because they've been acquiring a ton of companies, which we'll get to next. That, of course, should raise their revenue. Mike and I have talked quite a bit about capital allocation, but they have not been allocating their capital well, which I will illustrate here. So, interest coverage ratio. This means they're not earning enough profits and cash flows right now to pay their debt payments. This can put companies into bankruptcy or make them have to issue shares or debt to raise cash just to continue operating the business. Big thing here. They have $8.5 billion in debt versus only $310 million in cash, which is a huge difference. I want these typically to be reversed if possible, because the more debt a company has, the more problems it's going to have with bankruptcy issues, which is already an issue because they aren't making enough money from their profits and cash flows from their operations to fund their current business. So that's a bad thing. So if they have to take on more debt here, for example, that will put them even closer to bankruptcy because of their low cash levels. So this is also important. 8.5 billion. That is four times almost their entire market cap. Meaning after subtracting debt from the company, the equity and the shares you buy on the market are worth less than zero by a huge margin, by billions of dollars. Why? This goes back to their poor capital allocation, which I talked about a little bit ago. They've been buying all these companies. For example, Kylie Jenner's company last year, and they've been overpaying and they've not been making it up in revenues, profits, and cash flows. For example, I'm going to send you another link in this email that I send where I analyzed Coty last, I think it was last November, after they bought Kylie Jenner's company. And I said in the video they overpaid for it. And this is for both of you, but mainly for Mike, because we talked about valuation before and why it's so important. So in that video, again, I'm going to send you the video so you can watch it. Cody had a $9 billion valuation again last November. Due to their poor capital allocation skills, losing money on profitability, coronavirus stuff, overpaying for acquisitions, they've lost almost 80% of the value in less than a year in the stock. I would not recommend buying this stock. Mainly because if you're looking to buy an undervalued asset, which this probably is now, you want it to be out of danger of going bankrupt. The reason being is because if you buy an undervalued stock and it stays, it could stay undervalued for a long time, due to operational issues like they're having, coronavirus issues, whatever you want to call them. They're having issues and they've lost 80% of the value in their stock. And this has put them in extreme danger of bankruptcy again, not only because their operations are now unprofitable by about $1 billion less than they were again this time last year. They're also have an enormous amount of debt that they can't service because their profits fell so much. So I would stay away from this stock even though they look to be. And the reason I say they're probably undervalued is because I can't really value them, to be honest. They're unprofitable on an operating profit basis, and I believe also a free cash flow basis. Yes, on a free cash flow and an operating profit basis, those are the two numbers I use to value a company. The other way, or two of the ways I use to value a company, another way is to look at its financials. But this would just be valuing its balance sheet, which I would drastically undervalue because, again, they've been overpaying for acquisitions. And that overpayment would be reflected on their balance sheet. So I want to write down an enormous amount of that value, which I can show you briefly here. So, for example, this is interesting. I don't want to figure out what that is. Assets held for sale, discontinued operations. That's not a good thing usually. So I would write almost all of this value off. Ooh. I want the net value. So this would lower their book value even more, which would lower the value of the stock even more, because to me, most of the brands they've bought, yes, there is some value here in the intangible assets. These are things like brand names, trademarks. There is some value here, but it's not even close to nearly worth $8.4 billion. The reason I know that is because you can see the huge drop from here to here. They wrote down a bunch, I think it was $3 billion worth of their brands last year, and it looks like they wrote down another $4 billion. I'd have to look at this to make sure, but it looks like they wrote down another $4 billion in value. Essentially, when you write something down, it destroys the value and takes it off the balance sheet, which lowers the value of the stock even further. So I would recommend avoiding this stock because it does not look undervalued on really any sense. And to illustrate that, so if I take off that, what was it, $8 billion? Let me go back up and check. So $8.3 billion, I would probably say at most that's $2 billion. So I'd take off $6 billion worth of value there. And after you take off that from the equity, which is, again, the value of the shares, you're left with a negative value of about $2 billion, which goes back to what I said earlier, is after you subtract debt, there's going to be a negative value, and it was about in that $2 to $3 billion range as well. So according to the balance sheet and the metrics I look at, the equity in this company is worth less than zero, essentially meaning it's worthless, and that Cody's in extreme danger of going bankrupt. So I would highly recommend not investing in this stock. The only way I recommend investing in this stock, frankly, is if you could buy all of it and clean up a lot of the horrible capital allocation decisions and wasted money. That'd be the only thing I would recommend to kind of play this. But if you're just buying shares, I wouldn't recommend that. So thanks. If you have any questions, email me or message me. As always, you guys know how to get a hold of me. So I hope this was valuable, and I hope this gave you a ton of information in a short amount of time. So love to hear your thoughts when you get a chance, and make sure to check out the other link for reference, or for, I guess, more context into Cody that I did. Again, I think it was last November, the announcement I did last November. So, all right, talk to you guys soon.